idea was that you share the entire spectrum, and, you know, you just pile things up on top, you know, sort of like a, you run out of real estate, you build a skyscraper. Well, you can build a skyscraper so high, and eventually it collapses of its own weight. But if you didn't have a weight problem, if you had infinitely strong materials, you didn't have to worry about how fast the elevators go. You can keep building. A piece of real estate becomes very valuable. In fact, not only valuable, but in principle, spectrum is not an issue. In fact, some people are now writing articles in Forbes magazine, other things, saying, spectrum, that's an old idea. We don't have to worry about spectrum. There's no limit on spectrum with CDMA. You see, not quite true. You see? And part of the analysis and stuff that I did on that was to address these kinds of questions of, you know, how much can you pile up? And in the meantime, various other things were beginning to happen in the modem field, not modems for the telephone line, but modems for these radio links, which are, guess what? Very highly time rapidly varying fading, like the old thing, you know, like my dissertation. Right. And here it is, satellites, wireless, fading problems, all these things coming together. So in the last almost a decade, I've been preoccupied with a convergence of these ideas, including the examination of whether even new ideas which have developed since the 1990s, like things that could not possibly be done with hardware or even software because of the limitations of complexity, things like which are called multi-user detection. That's a very hot topic in the academic literature. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is the idea which was originally proposed somewhere in the 1950s. But it was just an academic idea, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was revived by a thesis by a fellow by the name of Sergio Verdú, who is now a professor at Princeton, as part of his dissertation, you know, sort of to see what's possible and what the limits are if, instead of trying to extract one signal from, say, a CDMA signal, you try to extract all of them simultaneously so that you use all the side information that you have available about them in a commercial, unlike a military situation. You have all the code. You have all the details. So if you can take advantage of that, it turns out many of the problems which were troublesome on, in principle, at CDMA, like interference when a large user comes along and overwhelms a small one, so you need power control, begin to disappear, at least on paper. Right? So there was a flurry. In fact, in the last 5 years, there must have been easily 300 papers written on the subject. You know, some of mine included, but there's all kinds of ideas to